What's up, everyone? It's your boy Rob here. Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Happy February, as we're officially at the start of the second month of 2024. Crazy to think about. But yeah, it is what it is. On today's show, I'm gonna be covering a topic that I've been wanting to cover for a while now, but I feel like there's been other things that have kind of been priority in terms of like the What I'm gonna cover is the new Wizards of Waverly Place sequel series that's gonna come out. Obviously, it's a couple weeks that we've already known about this news, but like the other topics I've covered, like specifically within football, those are topics that you can't really wait. You kind of gotta do it at the moment, you know, because there's literally something happening in football every week. So I felt with this topic, I kept kind of waiting just because yeah, it's one of those topics like I said that. There's nothing like really changing with this topic daily, so I felt that you know it'd be fine if I waited a little bit, but now with you know us being off from football this week, of course with the Super Bowl next week, I decided why not you know finally cover the episode the topic I've been wanting to cover for a while now. So like I said, I'll be talking about the Wizards of Waverly Place sequel series that got announced on January 18th on the Instagram account of David Henry. Who, of course, you know, was one of the stars of the original Wizards of Waverly Place series, where he played Justin Russo in the show. Of course, the older brother of Alex Russo, aka Selena Gomez. And for this sequel series, the series would be, you know, centered around Justin and his growing family. And but before I get into all of that, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, of course, one of the best ticketing apps out there. And of course, we are part of Team SeatGeek, so I want to tell you guys about SeatGeek and how great it is. As always, my favorite part about it is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. And also, we have a discount code, ROBCAO, ROBCAO. Use it and you'll get $20 off your first ticket purchase. So yeah, make sure to head to SeatGeek.com, head to the App Store and download the SeatGeek app. And make sure to use code ROBCAO, that's ROBCAO, for $20 off your first ticket purchase on SeatGeek. So, yeah, shout out to Team SeatGeek. Right, guys, so now to talk about this new Wizards of Waverly Place sequel series. But like I was saying in the intro of the episode, the series would be centered around David Henry's character, Justin Russo, and his family. I'm gonna, you know, name the cast of this Wizards sequel. So we have, of course, like I said, David Henry, who was one of the original stars of the first Wizards of Waverly Place series. Of course, we all know him as Justin Russo. His wife will be played by M Mimi Giannopoulos. He has two sons. They have two sons. One of them played by Alkayo Theo, and Max Matenko. Sorry if I pronounced any of those names wrong. I haven't really heard the names pronounced, so if I got the pronunciations wrong of any of them, I apologize. But obviously, like I said, they're new, so there you go. And then another star of the series will be named Janice Brown. And basically, the plot will be, like I said, centered around Justin's family. It's been many years, and Justin had, you know, he's decided to no longer be a wizard and not use his powers. Then suddenly, he meets this young girl played by Janice Brown, who has powers, and now Justin has to decide whether or not he'll get back into wizardry and help you know this girl with powers, you know, use her powers for good. So that's basically you know what I've read in terms of like the premise or the main point of this new sequel series. Oh, and also a little side note, Selena Gomez will be involved as she'll be part of the producing team alongside David Henry. And also, I want to give everyone their credit here. Alongside, yeah, like I said, the producing team, David Henry, Selena Gomez. Then we have Jed Ellenoff, Scott Thomas, Gary Marsh, and Andy Fickman. A little background really quick. So Jed and Scott are behind another Disney Channel spinoff, which of course was Raven's Home, which is the spinoff to That's So Raven. And then Gary Marsh, he was part of Disney's Descendants, The Rise of Red. And Andy Fickman is known for Race to Witch Mountain. So I wanted to make sure to, you know, to give them their credit. But yeah, it is exciting, you know, that Selena will at least be involved as a producer. And she'll also be part of the pilot episode. So she'll be part of, like, you know, the first episode of the sequel series. And also some other original cast members who have been seen pictured with the new cast are, of course, the original, you know, Russo parents themselves, of course, David DeLuise and Maria Canals Barrera. Actually, shout out to Maria, you know, Canals Barrera. She's a Miami girl, born and raised, you know, in Hialeah, Miami Lakes around there. And it's pretty cool, you know, that she was just like Disney Channel mom. And I never really knew, growing up watching the show, that she was from Miami. So I thought that'd be pretty cool to mention. So yeah, you know, we have some brand new cast members. We have a couple of the original, you know, cast members coming back. And a lot of people are clamoring as well for Jake T. Austin to be back in the series. A lot of people want to see Jennifer Stone, and David Henry has responded on Instagram to many comments saying that he does want to involve, you know, all the original characters in some capacity. Not necessarily, you know, in a full-time role, but I guess in random episodes here and there. And I like the idea, you know, because as cool as it would be to see all these original, you know, characters back, I think with the new idea that David and the team have in place, it's more for, you know, to you know, showcase the new actors to this Wizards franchise, and then of course, you know, have these nostalgic moments of bringing back the original, you know, cast members as well. But yeah, I'm just super excited. When the news broke, I couldn't believe it. And I was especially excited being that, like I said, Selena Gomez, she'll at least be, you know, in the pilot episode. And not only that, she is going to be permanently involved with the making of the series, being that she is one of the executive producers. And as of yesterday, let me make sure this was yesterday. Yeah, as of yesterday, January 31st, I do believe that was their first day of filming. And it seems that as of today, February 1st, is their second day of filming, based off of some Instagram story posts by some of the new, you know, cast members of the series. But yeah, no, guys, I couldn't be more excited that there will be a Wizards of Waverly Place sequel series. And I think it's gonna be so cool. And it's awesome too, because I know David Henry, as of recent, he's really gotten into directing and stuff like that. So I think it's pretty cool that obviously, you know, we're gonna see him back on screen as the character he's most known for playing in Justin Russo. But we're also gonna see, you know, his directing side, his producing side at the same time. But I think it's just gonna be really cool to see David Henry, and of course, like, seeing Selena, even if it's just for that pilot episode, like, that's gonna be incredible to see her playing Alex Russo once again, so many years later. You know, the role that you know, rose her up to stardom and being one of the most, you know, successful, yeah, entertainers in the world, you know. So I couldn't be more excited for this series. I can't wait till it comes out. And yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure to get my thoughts on it. Like I said, it was a topic that I know, like, it's not changing on a daily basis, so I knew I had time. But at the same time, I didn't want to wait so long that it was already kind of old news, if that makes sense. But I think, you know, nostalgia is something that really, you know, makes people happy, brings back such great memories. And I think this just adds on to yeah, how much everyone loves nostalgia, because I believe, like, so many people are so excited to see this new you know, this new part of the Wizards franchise, you know, come to life. Of course, they had the original series. They had, you know, the movie where they go on vacation. They had a special, Alex versus Alex, and now a sequel series will be officially coming to Disney Channel. And yeah, I couldn't be more excited. And who knows? Hopefully, this could be the start of something where some of these, you know, original Disney Channel, like, legendary shows come back in some sort of capacity, you know? Like, I know Raven's Home has been successful. They've been on for many seasons now. But I do know that, like, when you look at the cast from season one to where there are now, the majority of the cast is different. So I'm hoping that, you know, with this Wizard series, that they're able to keep the same cast and kind of, yeah, did what they did back in the day, you know, with Wizards, with Zack and Cody, with Hannah Montana. You know, Good Luck Charlie, Sonny with a Chance, all those amazing, you know, series that we all grew up watching. I hope that this Wizards series, like, brings back that nostalgia, that feel, that, you know, that happiness that we all enjoyed watching, you know, for so many years on Disney Channel, when it was literally, you know, arguably the best channel out there, right? So yeah, guys, this brings back so many, you know, amazing memories. And I'm just excited for the new generation of Wizards, and I'm excited for, you know, the kids that are my age now, I mean that are the age I was when the original series was out, I'm excited for them as well, this whole new generation of Wizards fans to come at, I couldn't be more excited for everyone. So yeah, I think that's gonna wrap up my thoughts on this episode. It might be short, I don't know, but I mean that's pretty much what I have to say about the series. And yeah, once again, I couldn't be more excited. If you guys want to give me your thoughts on this new Wizards sequel series, please let me know. Yeah, reach out to me, on Instagram at the flame underscore ES at Rob Cao, ROBCAO. You could e even email me your thoughts on this new series at TFESRob@gmail.com. But yeah, shout out to Selena, David Henry, and everyone, part of this new Wizards sequel series. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning into this Wizards sequel series episode. I hope you guys enjoyed my thoughts on this upcoming sequel to a legendary Disney Channel show. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, make sure to check out SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com, download the SeatGeek app, use our code RobGal for $20 off your first ticket purchase. And once again, like I say, as always, my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 0 to 10. So they really do all they can to help you find the best deal possible. So yeah, once again, shout out to Team SeatGeek. Use that code RobGal, ROBCAO, and you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase at SeatGeek. With all that said, shout out, of course, to the GOAT. Once again, Selena Gomez. Until next time, everyone, take care.